Today is a feast dedicated to the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and by extension to all families, including your family. There are three themes from today's readings that I want to build upon, and they are: one, love, the bond of perfection in your family; two, the importance of forgiving one another; and three, how the Holy Family can help your family experience the joy and love that God intended for you. Take a moment and think about your family and your role in it. When did your family begin? Did it begin the day that you were born? Or was it already there before you were born? Did your parents start it? Or was it your grandparents or great-grandparents? Who's in your family besides you and your parents and children? Are your aunts, uncles, cousins, second cousins, in-laws, are they in your family? How about your grandchildren and grandparents? It can add up to a lot of people. Our families are multi-generational, going back further than we can keep track of. They go back to the first family of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, because God created us to live in families. Sometimes we can take our families for granted and think that they'll always be there to support us and cheer us on through our successes and failures, our ups and downs in life. Obituaries often remind us how people loved spending time with their families and how they were surrounded by their loving family at the moment of their death. Where does this family closeness and comfort come from? It comes from the love that's referred to as the bond of perfection in today's second reading. This bond of perfection called love produces strong relationships between family members in families that are trying to live according to God's plan. Families can be like gardens that produce love or good works, and or weeds, sinful works. What kind of garden is your family? Is your family producing love, weeds, or both? The Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph produces no weeds. Families are dynamic groups of people who are connected to one another in a special way. Families are dynamic because they are continually undergoing changes as babies are born, some members die, and all members age. The Holy Family, whom we honor today, seems like a rather small family of a mother, a father, and one child. But when Jesus came among us through the incarnation in a manger in Bethlehem, he became brother to all humans, sharing in our humanity and becoming a fully human man. Since he also remained fully God as the second person of the Holy Trinity, he made it possible for those who believe in him to rise from the dead, as he did, and share in his divinity by receiving his promise of eternal life after death. In essence, at the incarnation, Jesus' family joined our human family when he became our brother. Yesterday we celebrated Christmas, and Jesus, our Messiah, is now our brother. He is the source of true joy to the world. We desire true joy by living a full life. We believe the best way to live joyfully is to understand and follow God's plan for us. Having the Holy Family as part of our family is an excellent way to help us live God's plan. At Christmas time, we receive cards and letters from friends giving us a snapshot of their family this year. Kids graduated from high school or college. Kids got married. new grandchildren in the family, members of families who are ill or have died. A family is very dynamic, and there are constantly new joys and challenges for individuals and their families. And these new joys and challenges often present opportunities to strengthen the bonds of love within a family. Perhaps a person was added to a family this year, and we now have another person to welcome and to love in our family. Perhaps a person in the family died this year, and we need to grieve as a family and help each other through the sadness filling the dark days of grief. A family includes both the living and the dead. The bonds of love between family members do not end with death, but they do change. It's easy to believe that Jesus loves and connects with those of us who are living. Many of us pray to Jesus every day. And it's equally easy to believe that Jesus loves and is present to the dead as they leave this earthly existence to spend eternity with Him. It's not much of a stretch, then, to believe that since the living and the dead are both connected through the bond of love to Jesus Christ, then the living and the dead are also connected to each other through Jesus Christ. Especially during the celebration of the Eucharist, when the priest offers our sacrifice and prayers to God for both the living and the dead. Now, what I have described to you is the way we understand God's perfect plan for families. However, our weaknesses lead to sinfulness, and our sinfulness often attacks those bonds of love within a family. When the bonds of love within a family aren't strong enough, then bad things happen to that family. For example, there could be violence among family members. Couples might separate and divorce. When couples separate and divorce, children's lives will suffer. A child's sadness at a family breakup could lead to anger, loneliness, behavior problems, problems at school, and even abuse of and addiction to drugs and alcohol, and perhaps even suicidal thoughts and actions. When a family's bonds of love break down, there could be hard feelings among family members that can last for years and perhaps for the rest of one's life. Very sad. When we are called upon as Christians to follow Jesus Christ's example to forgive others always, how can we honestly claim that someone has offended us so badly that they are beyond forgiving? We need to have courage to forgive, from knowing that God will always love us no matter who might reject us. That freedom and power flow from the everlasting mercy and love of God freely given to each of us. Sometimes people can't even find the courage to forgive someone who has died. A parent, spouse, or child was injured so badly by someone who has died that they won't release the hate in their heart by saying to God that they forgive that person. You can forgive someone without telling them that you forgive them, even if they don't apologize or ask for your forgiveness. Holding on to animosity in your heart hurts you and dampens the joy God wants you to experience in life. Let it go as soon as you can. Truly forgiving someone is a very freeing experience. Once you forgive, you release the hostility you hold and begin to rebuild those bonds of love that God calls you to build. Without strong bonds of love, you leave yourself vulnerable to sin and can't live fully according to God's plan for you. On the other hand, perhaps you injured someone and need to apologize and ask them for forgiveness. That can be difficult, especially if it was something serious or that bond of love that God desires for you has been broken for a long time and you can't even remember exactly how the breakdown of love started. Pride can develop over time, and you can't even remember. Pride can develop over time, and fear can prevent you from expressing the humility that you need to express in order to say you're sorry and ask for forgiveness. You can start by asking God to forgive you, and then follow His guidance on what next step to take. When we look upon the image of the Holy Family, we see a father, a mother, and a child. In the case of the Holy Family, we know that two of the three members are without sin. Each member of the Holy Family had a plan from God and followed that plan. The plan for Jesus, of course, was to live among us as human and experience the Paschal mystery of suffering, dying, and rising from the dead to conquer death and open the eternal kingdom of heaven to us. God's plan for Mary was to become the virgin mother of Jesus. God's plan for Joseph was to live a holy and loving life in service to his family. And God has a plan for each of us and for our families too. It's very good to reflect on what God's plan is for you in your family. His plan for you can change as time goes on. The Holy Family stands as an example of a perfect family, joined together with the bonds of true love. It is that example that we can hold up for our family to strive toward. The Holy Family's example of true, unselfish love for each other contributed to the salvation of the world. Although our sinfulness prevents us from ever achieving such perfection in our family, there is goodness in our efforts to model our families after the Holy Family. We can do that by inviting them into our families through prayer and by asking them to help guide our family in ways of love for God and others. When we ask them to join our family, we're inviting God's family to be an integral part of our family, and we will reap the benefits from the power of God's love, wisdom, patience, joy, and every good gift that God brings to us. What better time than today, the day after Christmas, before the new year, and before we even receive the Eucharist at this Mass, to forgive anyone who has hurt us and to ask Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to join our family. Just imagine how awesome 2022 could be for us, our families, and for the people our family serves. Amen.